Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can see the faces smiling. It's not easy to find smiling faces like you.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. There is a blessing, brethren. There is a blessing in receiving visitors and guests. You know, God once promised Abraham in Genesis 13, I wrote the English verse here. In Genesis 13, there is a promise. For all the land which you see to you, I will give, or will I give it, and to your seed forever. That was the promise of God to Abraham. But this promise had not been fulfilled unless Abraham received visitors. You got it? So the promises in Genesis 13 was the promises. In Genesis 18 and verse 10, the promise was accomplished. How? It says here, when Abraham received the three strange people, it says, the Bible says, and he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. Sarah, thy wife, your wife, shall have a son. So Abraham received the visitors, and God's promise was there hanging, was there looking until Abraham received the visitors. So by receiving visitors, the promise was totally accomplished. I pray this day that all the promises of God to you will be accomplished since you receive me as a visitor. May the Lord bless you. Yeah, that's biblical. That's biblical, actually. Yes. For that, brethren, we have the Paul urge the people in Hebrews 13. He says, don't forget to entertain strangers. Right. Some have entertained angels unawares. They don't know that they were angels. And the Lord also blessed Egypt because Egypt received Joseph. And it was a day of salvation for Egypt. Without Joseph, there were a catastrophe. There would be a catastrophe. And also in 2 Samuel 6:11, it says, and the Lord blessed Obadiah-Edom and all his household. This man, Obadiah-Edom, he received the Ark of the Lord. So by receiving the Ark of the Lord, he was blessed. Not only he himself, but the Bible says, and all his household. Do you need to have a blessing today? Just follow what the Lord is speaking to you today. In fact, the Lord has woke me up this night by 2 a.m. I stayed before the Lord from 2 to 4. And then I get up again from 5 to 6. The Lord told me, brethren, I could feel it because it's not an audible voice, but in my spirit, I'm used to such thing. In fact, in all my spiritual life, I heard the Lord twice in audible voice. It was very clear. I do like this, it was not there, but it was an audible in two issues. But yesterday, the Lord put it in my spirit. Son, I'm going to give the people in the church tomorrow. That's why maybe not all people came today. I don't know. That's why maybe this is for you, especially for you. God brought here to hear this voice, that what the Lord put in my heart for you. He says, son, I'm going to give the people a special anointment. Let me think in the Arabic words. Special anointment to see what they have never, ever seen before. And to learn what they have never learned before. And to act what they have never acted before. Brethren, God is not a liar. when God speaks, he means what he says. God is going to promote us all together. You are American, you don't know about the atmosphere in my country. I, at least because I'm there and here, I know. So if we cooperate together in the kingdom, God will make breakthrough to us. Let us join together in the spirit, praying for each other, supporting each other. Amen. You here, you have many things, and you lack something. I'm there, I have many things, but I lack something. So if we could cooperate together, God will be satisfied and happy to have us working together. I'm very excited. If this is a small group, and this is the glory of God, how much it is will be in heaven. You will see from all nations, American blacks, white people, small, big, whatever, they were singing before the throne of God. Oh, what is a glorious day. What would be a glorious day? It would be wonderful, glorious day. I'm ready to that day. Are you ready to that day? Are you ready? If you are ready, just give God claps today, please. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm sorry, the Lord said, son, I am going to give my people an anointment to see as they have never seen before, and to hear, this is the word I lost, and to hear as they have never heard before, and to act as they have never acted before. Would you like to enter to the end time anointment today? Would you like? I'm asking a question. Why do you say yeah? You say yes, Pastor Ibrahim. Yes, Pastor Ibrahim. Would you like to enter the end time anointment?
Yes.
God bless you. God will grant you your heart desire. Take your Bible, please, and stood on your feet and open with me what is written in Isaiah 59. Thank you, Daddy. I may use the English copy, but Isaiah 59, please. And only one verse. Only one verse. Isaiah. Isaiah 59, 5, 9. Okay, I need to. Can you please read it in English? I need to hear what is it written in English. Yes, verse 1 and 2, please. Yes, please.
Isaiah 59,
yes.
Verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
Yeah.
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
Thank you so much. Can you leave your Bible, please? I will use it. Thank you. Just, yes, I know.
It's just this one here.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Have a seat, please. Have a Lord. Father, we came today before your throne. Father, as we are here together, we are very careful to give you all the glory.
Yes.
To give you and manifest yourself, Lord. To give you all majesty. Father, we are here to worship you, to adore you. Yes. To magnify your name, to glorify your name. Father, I beg you that you come down to my rescue. Father, I commit all my weakness, especially language. I pray, Father, that you do something. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to me first. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We need you to speak, Lord. We don't know, we don't need people's or men's speech. We need you, Lord, to speak to us. And Lord, I do pray this morning that you help us to follow and to live what you are going to speak to us. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Let us, people of God, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I told you, I can speak in English, in Arabic very well, but I'm trying to preach in English. I depend totally on God who will fill my mouth. I have nothing to say. But in fact, I was preparing something before, but it was canceled as I was sitting here. Because the song was saying that Jesus took all our sins on the cross. So I would like to portray, I would like to picture something to you. Maybe we use it in our country as for some Sunday school for kids. But since I cannot speak English, is like a kid. I can express myself in Arabic very well. But in English, it's too hard for me, especially to speak oral, vocal speech. The verse here, brethren, it does not speak to a sinner. This verse does not speak to a sinner. It speaks to a believer. What I want to tell you today, sin in the life of a believer. You may ask, does a believer have any sin? I say, yes. You may have believer, his name is believer, but he's sinning. He has a sin. So what the Lord here is able, he's omnipresent, he's omniscience, he can do anything. But the problem is not with God, but it is with us as a believer. Let me say it in another way in order to understand it. Let us take the text as it says here. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. I mean, God's hand is so long. God can do anything. There's nothing impossible to God. He changed the impossibilities into possibilities. He can do anything. Whatever you imagine, he can do it. Ask me. I can tell you lots of things that seems to us that it is blocked. It is impossible. But God, at the final point and at the appointed time, he opened doors in the midst of the river. So it says here that God's hand is so long. He can do anything. So why do we suffer? If God's hand is so long, why? I will tell you the secret today. Amen. Let us contend. It's not so long his hand, but it says that it cannot save, neither, it's so long to save, I mean, neither his ear heavy to hear. What does that mean? It means when you pray, when even the ungodly people pray, God hears. But why doesn't he hear me? I'm crying. You may ask. I'm crying for a long time. God bless me. God do this thing. Why is his ear heavy? Why is his hand short? You know why? The answer is here. What is the answer? Huh? Sin. Iniquities. Sin. Sin! Sin separates you from God. You are separated because of sin. Sin. You know, there is a wall, separation between me and God if I sin. What does sin mean? I don't mean to kill. Yes, killing is a sin. I don't mean to steal. Yes, stealing is a sin. I don't mean to commit fornication. I don't know why God is doing these things here. Believe me, this is the first time I speak about this verse. But I don't know why God led me. It was not in my mind at all. I was thinking of about teaching about John 6. But I don't know. God, when I see the song, that he carry all my sin on the cross. So sin separates you. What, I will ask you a question, please answer me frankly. What made Adam to hide from God? Sin. So sin separates you from God. You are separated. If you are Paul, the apostle, and you sin, you are separated from God. You are so separated. And if I sin, I'm separated. I build a wall between me and God. That's what the Bible says. Your iniquities. Your iniquities. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. So, imagine with me, I have a wall here. Now I come to pray. Bless my ministry. When I pray, the prayer comes back to me. Does not reach God. Now, Daddy, he does not have sin in his life. So he does not have wall. I say, Daddy, please, pray for my ministry. So he will pray. God bless Abraham's ministry. God hears because there is no wall. And now God sends answers to me. When the answer comes, I will not receive it. It will hit. It will hit my sin. Do you get it? Do you get it? So when let me give you some other examples. Sin prevents you from answering or receiving the answer of your prayer. The only prayer that God hears from a sinner is that one. Oh Lord, have mercy on me and forgive my sins. But if you say, bless me, bless my church. You are saying words, as the proverb, English proverb says, that water on the back of the dog or something like this. You are saying words in air. You may pray. You may pray. And your prayer goes like this. Not like this. Not horizontal, but vertical. You may pray, but your pray, I may be admired of your words. I may be saying, oh, that pastor is praying very well. He knows how to express himself. I will admire it, but God will not admire it. If you have sin in your life, sin is not killing, is not stealing, as I tell you. Just doing your own will, separately from God's will, it is sin. Can you imagine? Once the Lord, I have 5 locations in Cairo, 5 different location church. It is the part of, it is more than the church's house. I don't count church. I mean churches like this, 5 locations. But I have many other church home, we call it home cells, you know. So once God told, I was telling my wife, okay, let us go this today, let us go to this church in a certain location. She said, okay. And as I was dressing, the Lord spoke to me and said, don't go. Just go to the other one. I said, no. I said, no, God. I will go to this church because I need to meet this pastor. God said, no, go to this. I said, no. As soon as I took my car, I met a brother. For the first time, he was joking. I never saw him joking before. He said, pastor, why are you going to Nineveh? Nineveh is the town of Jonah. You understand me? Yes. So I said, brother, how do you see this thing? He said, I don't know. I'm sorry, pastor. I don't know. And I knew in my spirit that it was God's confirmation. Don't go to Nineveh. So I said, God, forgive me. I will not meet this pastor again. I will go to this place. And as soon as I went there, I saw a little girl like this. She was crying with devil. So I just stand there. As soon as she saw me, she said, ah! So what's that? As soon as I approached to it and looked at her eyes, say, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get out. I do like this. She cried, and now she was delivered. She is running children ministry in this location. So what I want to say, brethren, is if you obey God, and if you get rid of all your sin, back your baggage, your sin baggage, and get rid of them, then whatever you do, God will bless it. And you will feel God's presence in your life. I went once to one officer. He refused to make a church somewhere. So I went to him. I said, please, this is our paper, and we are working officially. He says, on my dead body, you will never have this church. I just told him, okay, next year I will come, and you will not be in this place. And it was the second year. I went with the same paper. I didn't find this man. Because he said, on my dead body, you will never have a church. So I told him, next year, you will never be in this chair again. And it was the second year I went and get my church registered. Brethren, let us fear God. Sin will lead you to hell. Whatever you are, if you are a deacon, I'm sorry to say these words, but God put it in my heart, Daddy. If you are a deacon and sin, you will go to hell. If you are a pastor like me, if you are preaching in English, in Arabic, in all languages, and you are sinning, you will go to hell. I'm sorry if it is hard word, but it is the truth. Don't be deceived. Sin separated you from God. And it will separate you forever and ever. God forbids. But this is the opportunity to come to the Lord. Let us see again. And separated between you and your God. And your sin had hide his face. God hides his face, brethren. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is meant by hide the face of God? You know, in my country, when I visit somebody, I said, he gave me a face. I don't know if this expression here or not. He gave me a face means he welcomed me. When I visit somebody and he was not happy with the visit, I said, he didn't give me a face. That means he was not happy with me. Hide his face. God does not have face, arm, and leg, and all these. These are four expressions for to give you clear meaning. But when I say, even David in Psalm 27, he said, oh, your face will be with me. Something like this. I need you to satisfy. I need you to be with me. I need your acceptance. So if you are sin, God's acceptance will not be your portion. You are totally separated from God. Let me tell you something before I sit, because I know the time. Sin will lead many of those who are so-called Christian to hell. Small thing. I heard yesterday, I don't know where, that somebody says, maybe this morning, the brother said, white lie. White or black lie, it will go to hell. Whatever. We have to live a holy life. Maybe I will speak a bit later about holiness and how you live a holy life in the most terrible, wicked world. You know, if you have the desire, if you decide and determine and diligently work on that, God will give you breakthrough. Whenever you walk in the street, people will say, oh, this man is a fiery man. You cannot touch him. This man is a protected man. He's protected. We cannot touch him. I know a sister. In my country, young people just misabuse young girls. So I know a sister, whenever she go out of the meeting, I hear some young people say, don't speak one word to this lady. You will be harmed. Ah, I was astonished. Something bad will happen if some of these young men say a word against her. Brethren, we need to fear God. Let me demonstrate it in a bit while. Pastor, please, give me your hand. Please. This is God. Okay, you can see me. This is God, and this is man. I will show you how God separated you, or separated man, a sinner. God loves the sinner, and God loves the believer who sins. But he does not love sin. God hates sin. Go to Isaiah 1. If you multiply prayer, I will never hear. In Isaiah 1, chapter 1. And the sinner prayer is not good smell in God's nose. So this is God, and I am a believer. I love God. Sorry. I have a good relationship with God. Daddy, I need a car. Okay? Daddy, do you mind if I have this church bigger than what it is now? Yes. Now, I lied. When I lied, I still feel the fellowship, but it's not so strong as before. Hold this one, please. So I lied. Now, I steal. Daddy, bless me. Bless me, Daddy. I'm a believer. Bless me, Dad. I cannot feel the fellowship with God. I myself, I tested what I tell you, brethren. Now I committed fornication. The more you sin, the more you are far from the Lord. The more you sin, I don't know how is the distance between you and God. If you sin, if you do a little thing, you may, the pastor may not know that you are sinning. You are good before the people. One day I was very good before. I was sharing, Daddy. I was even writing messages to pastors just to read on Sunday's morning. And the people are happy. Who is this? This is a strong pastor. This is a strong preacher. Yes. But I myself had this testimony. I was in myself. I was sure. If I die that day, I would go to hell. Because I was a believer sinning. I was a sinner in God's eye. But in God's people, all people, they say, oh, what lucky is the woman, the girl that marries this young man. Oh, what lucky is she. But they don't know. I have the factory of sin inside me. If you want to stop beer, if you want to stop alcohol here, you will not go to shops and destroy shops like Muslims do. If you destroy all the shops of alcohol, it will not solve the problem. But go to the factory and stop the factory. One day it will stop. Sin. You may say, I sin just small sin every year, just little sin. These little folks, brethren, destroy the whole. You know, in my country, a big fox does not destroy the vine. A big fox. But the small fox, you know why? Because sometimes in the wall, there is a small hole that allows the small fox to enter. So the big fox will not enter. Small thing. Think you may, sometimes the Lord spoke to me once that I was sinning. You know what the sin was? Just exaggerating. Speaking. Once I was in a meeting and I had a lot of problems and I didn't feel the presence of the Lord. So as I was going out, a brother told me, he said, how was the meeting? I said, wonderful. Wonderful meeting. The Lord told me, you are sinning. This is a lie. This is exaggerating. So I just tell the brother, I'm sorry. I didn't feel God's glory in this meeting. I said this to hide it, but I'm sorry. Accept it. I beg you to accept it. He said, you are forgetting. You are accepted. And now I go to Lord. Lord, thank you for showing me the truth. I will never do it again. Please forgive me, Father. That's why I want to make heaven. What is the use if I live here 80, 90, 100 years and then I go to hell? It's nothing. So the more I sin, the more I am far from the Lord. Your sin has separated you from your God. Young girl, young boy, watch out. Watch out, watch out. The devil is very clever. He will not come to you as a lion. He will come as an angel. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I am very bitter about you. You have been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, why don't you make this bread? Make this rock as a bread and eat. I think Jesus Christ just looked up to the Father. Father said, no. It is not a sin to change rock into food. I know some people who works in mine. Mine, you know mine where you explode mountains. Is it mine? Mining, yes. I know. They go, explode the mountain, and at the end of the day, the owner of the mountain or the owner of this mine will give them something to go and eat. So they change rock into food. There is no sin. But the sin here is, it was not according to the Father's perfect will. So when Jesus looked up, the Father said no. So he told the devil, no, I cannot change it. Doing my own will separately from God is a sin. Now, I lied. What was lie? I steal. I does fornication. I do a lot of things. I'm far from God. I want to restore myself to God. What should I do? I tell you, there is a good news, brothers. If you are sinning, and you feel that you are not, your relationship are not good with God. Maybe people admire you. Maybe people recommended you. Maybe people say, oh, this pastor is an angel. Yes, this man is an angel. This woman is an angel. But in yourself, you know yourself. Who knows me? Two people. I know myself. God knows me. I can deceive even my wife. I have been with my wife for 25 years. If you ask her, I can deceive her. You may come and ask her, how is Pastor Ben? She was, good man, good husband. But I cannot receive God. I can receive the brethren. I can receive my wife, this who live with me. I can receive everybody. But God cannot be deceived. If God says that you are a sinner, so you are a sinner. So I want to restore myself to God. I hate, Daddy, I'm sorry to say this. I had somebody stand up and say, Lord, forgive my sins. It does not work like this, brothers. It does not. It never works like this. No, Lord, in my country, some people say, Lord, you know my sins. Yes, he knows your sins are. What are your sins? What your sins are, he knows. But I should take them one by one. This is what? This is what? Fornication. Oh, Lord. I did fornication with so. If you are serious, he will remind you of all the fornication you did since you were young. Believe me. But if you don't confess the sin, you will not be reminded of any other, because you closed the door at the very, very beginning. Lord, I fornicated it. I did it. I did it with so. Show up to the Lord. I did it to so. Forgive me. Don't stop here, please. I will never do it again, Lord. You will hear God saying, you are forgiven. Oh, praise God. Oh, Father. But still, I don't feel the warm of fellowship. Do you agree? You understand me? So now I will take the other one. This is what?
Stealing.
Oh, Lord. I know some people, they cheat me. And sometimes they steal from the church, I know, in my country. I know them. Even God showed me in a vision. How do they do it? I'm just dealing with it in a big wisdom. So, Lord, I'm sorry. I stole from this person. Once the Lord opened my eyes to this thing, there was a dictionary somewhere, Oxford Dictionary. And since I'm interested in languages, I took the dictionary with my books intentionally. I went home. That was before, after I believed, maybe 1987, 8, something like this. I took it. Since that day, I was believing in eternal security, that day. So I took it and put it in my desk. And I went one morning to pray. Open my Bible, read it, start to write notes. And then as I was starting to pray, the Lord said to me, the dictionary. Don't pray before you restore, give it back to the owner. I said, okay, Lord, I promise that I will start this week to schedule it to give it back to the owner. When I said this to the Lord, he starts to bless me. I felt joy, happy. The dictionary was there. But I felt joy, and I accomplished the promise. I kept the promise, and I went to the owner. I said, please, that's what happened. He said, I took it. It was some months. He said, it was a Muslim man. He said, you took it when? I said, some months ago. He said, he was crying. Oh, people, come and see. He told me, why did you bring it now? I said, the Lord told me. Allah told you? I said, yes. He was crying. He was crazy. Oh, people, come and see Ibrahim. Ibrahim is stealing means that God has told him to bring something. He has taken it some months ago. He was crying. I said, this owner told me that he would not take it. I said, I cannot take it. Do whatever you want to do. He said, no. I said, no, I cannot take it. And I left it. And all the people were astonishing. They said, this man got crazy. He got mad. He became a madman. Because he retained something, he has taken it some months ago. Let me be mad, let me be crazy, but let me make heaven, brethren. So I will come to the Lord and say, forgive me of stealing. Oh, the Lord will tell you, you are forgiven now. I'm very close, but still something separate me. So I will take it. This is lie, is it? Oh, Father. I lied, Father. In Act 5, Father, Hananiah and Sapphira lied. I'm very sorry, Father. I will never do it. Don't confess and do it again. Or some people just swimming in sin and thinking that they will make heaven. You will never make heaven if you are swimming in sin. You may sin, but if you confess, John, if we confess, it's not sinner, this verse. It's not sinner, it's for believer. If we, those who are having fellowship with God, they are living in light. Read it well. 1 John chapter 1. They walk in light, but they sinned. If we, some people that say, oh, this is for unbeliever. No, it's for believer who sinned. They have fellowship with God. That John says that we have fellowship with God. We walk in the light. So, but if we confess ourselves, He's faithful to forgive. He will not rebuke you. Believe me, my sister. He will not brook you, my brother. He will not tell you, why did you do this? Shouldn't you be holy? No, he will not. These words are not in God's vocabulary book. He will tell you, oh, my son, I'm so happy that you came back home, safe and secure. Welcome, my son, and he will embrace you. Now, forgive me, Hananiah and Sapphira did it. Jacob, Lord, did it. Genesis 27. Oh, Lord, I lied. Forgive me, I will never do it again. You will hear, God will say, you are forgiven. Praise the Lord. You will sing, you will walk in America streets and singing. Oh, God forgives my sins. He took it all on the cross. And people will see you are firing. You are fire. When you have a house on fire, you find people coming and see what's going on there. If you are living in a holy life, people around you, your neighborhood, will come and see what's going in this place. And you will shake all Kume. You will shake all Indiana. You may shake all America. You may shake all the world. If you are living holy life. Brethren, I don't know why God told me to do this. Thank you, brother. Do you have an imitate relationship? Close. Intimate. Close relationship with God. Or does $1,000 separated you from God? Does a look, a bad look, an evil look, separated you from God? I don't know what separates you from God. Because when God spoke to my heart as I was seeing this thing here, I knew that it is for somebody here. If you are there, please repent before it will be too late. I didn't prepare. I prepared something else, actually. I didn't prepare for this. But God put it in my heart. Believe me, it is the first time. I can't recall. As far as I can recall, I did not speak about this verse before in my life. This is the first time. And as the devil wants me to not to tell these things. He says, no, this is new for you. And you cannot speak English well. But God gave breakthrough. Maybe God gave breakthrough. God make it. We thank God, brethren. Let us bow our heads before the Lord. Please, if you hear God's voice, just obey. You will enjoy the blessings of God, all God's blessings. Let us pray. Take a minute before God's throne. You are here not by accident. God brought you to speak His word. If you obey, you will eat the fruit of the land. If you don't, you are the only one who can bear the sequences. Oh, Father, thank you so much for what you have already done and spoken to us. Lord, I pray that you give me an obedient heart to hear and not to deceive myself and to live what I heard in a practical way. Lord, thank you because you have taken all our sins on the cross. I bless your mighty name. Receive all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us here. And thank you for this church. I pray that this word will not be in vain. I pray that eternity will remember that day today, that many will come to you and repent and be restored. In Jesus' mighty, precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers.